Eleishu Chelek Beis Tav Reish Mem, the third chapter, Simanei Achim, the telltale signs of life. Lechayim Tivim Yesh Simanim. We can detect natural life when we speak about regular, ordinary life. Life has certain characteristics. Kol Baal Chayim Noyishem. Animals have respiration. Borer Latzmoy Ochel Ve'Oyechel. They eat, they consume some sort of nutrition. Gadel, there's growth. There's reproduction, or there's animation. These are all characteristics of life. None of them applies, for example, to a rock. Over and above all of these indications, life is a continuous phenomenon. It doesn't bear cessation. So the life that we are speaking about, the life of Torah, also has these simonim. They correspond precisely to the simonim of natural life. Let's look at them. So these paragraphs follow the indications we just gave above. Paragraph Aleph, the continuity of life. The Pasuk says, Hishamru lachem pen yifte levavchem. The Pasuk in Akiv. Beware lest your heart strays and you go and serve other gods. Rashi, Vesartem lifrish min ha-Torah, to detach yourself from Torah. Umitoich kach, then the next phrase in the Pasuk. Va'avadtem Elohim achirim. You will come to worship others. Shekivan she'adam perish min ha-Torah, hilechu midabek ba'avidas elilim. When a person separates from Torah, it's tantamount to attachment to Avodas Elohim. Mechen David Omer, another source, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, of course, Ki gershuni hayoim mehistapech benachalas Hashem lemor lech avoid vegoimer. They drove me away from attachment to Nachalas Hashem, go and serve idols. Umi amar loiken, did they really say this to him? Ela kivan shani megoirash melasok batera. The idea expressed in this pasuk is, once he was prevented, precluded from involvement in Torah, he was very close to Avodas Elohim. That's the Sifri comments of the Pasuk in Akev. Ad kedei kach kirovim advarim ze lazeh. That's how close they are. It's a hair's breadth that separates things. Very, very fine distinction. It's so close. She David HaMelech Alav HaShalom chash be'atzmei kikarov el Avodah Zarah. He already felt himself so close to Avodah Zarah. He was escaping for his life from Shaul, and he wasn't able then to engage in Torah. That's why he felt this way. What we're saying here on a more sophisticated level is, like we've been saying all along, detachment from the Torah is now a descent to the ordinary, the regular life. Where all sorts of avodos zaros lurk. As we said before, there's a choice to be made here. One has to select, one has to desire and choose the life of Torah. Says it's a mitzvah asay. It's not a once-off act to select the Torah life. Every moment, a person has to choose the Torah in order to live on that level. If the heart ceases beating for 5 minutes, that's it. It cannot be resuscitated anymore. As we've said already, life doesn't bear cessation, doesn't tolerate interruption. In the same way, Chayei Torah, on our level, that grade, it doesn't tolerate interruption. When a person leaves Torah, so it's a form of death, and the author means this quite literally, it's a form of death on that level of Chayei Torah and the life of Torah. We already, Chayim Peshutim, Mele, when it does, it descends into the ordinary life of the vast masses of humanity. When he then seeks to reattach himself, these are the words of David HaMelech in Tehillim, when he wishes to attach himself again, it's an aspect of Tchiyas HaMisim, again, to go to a higher grade of life after that death. ייעוץ הזה שגדולי העולם קיבלו על עצמם ביום הכיפורים, שלא ללכת בטלים חמש דקות מטרו, one understands the applicability of this, the suitability of this idea, that גדולי העולם took upon themselves, at least in Yom Kippur, not to be botel even 5 minutes from Tira. See Das Chochma Musar, Chelik Alef, Amud Shin Chavches, B'Shem Agi Blazer, Ebitzel, Peter Burger, Nishmas Eden. Uchva herachnu dai, bedivri Tisvei, Seita Chavbez, we've started many times the words of Tisvei, in Seita Chavbez, Shet Stam Tamid Chacham, O Yisek Harher Batura Kol Sha'a, that the basic definition of a Tamid Chacham is that he's thinking in Tira all the time, Ve'inu Hilech Dalad Amez Belay Tira. That's the key characteristic of a Tamid Chacham before one gets to higher levels, just the basic Tamid Chacham, not to walk Dalad Amez Belay Tira, Ki Zehu Chayim Shel Tira. That's, one has to do that in order not to interrupt, not to bring to any cessation of that grade of life. Beis achila batera. We said that a sign of life is nutrition. A living being has to take from the environment a certain nutrition in order to exist, in order to grow, to reproduce, etc. Vayomer elai. This is a pasuk in Yechezkel Perek Gimel. Ben Adam es ashet imtza echoil. Hashem told him to eat it, meaning echoil es megillah zeis. Eat this scroll. Velech daber el Beis Israel, and then go and speak to Beis Israel what was said in the scroll. Vo'eftach espi v'yachilen es ha-megillah hazeh. So I opened my mouth and he fed me this scroll. Vayomer elai, ben adam, bitnecha ta'achil u'me'echa temaleh es ha-megillah hazeh. Fill your stomach, fill your intestines with this scroll, asher ani nesein alecha that I give to you. Vo'yechela, says Yechezkel, ate it, v'tehi befi kidvash lemasek. It was like honey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yira'a li Yechezkel ha-Navi Megillah v'ratza shilmad Eisa heitev. He showed him this scroll and he wanted him to learn it well. Hu tziva lo zeh b'lashon achila. He expresses it with the terminology of eating. Echoy lesa Megillah zeh. Eat this scroll. Ve'lo yidai lo lit'oim es ma shekasuv sham. It wasn't enough just to taste it. Ela bitnechot achilu me'echa temaleh. Fill your stomach, fill your intestines. Achila kazeis shetemale me'av mamash, and eating that will fill up his innards v'akel oisah heitev, and he has to digest it properly. V'umnamu achala megillah, and that's what he says he did. Harei limud tera hu achila mamash. Limud tera is eating. Mi sheloi achal yom shalem nechlash begufoi. If we fast for an entire day, we become weaker. Imu mamshich liroi v'ugo v'amerav. If a person had to continue, he would starve. Lechol ben tera ish hargasha b'zeh. Ben tera has some sort of affinity to this. Hu niyar ra'iv mamash la'tera. A person can be hungry for tera. Ma she'ese lechem uvasar laguf, that which bread and meat do to the body, ese limud tera l'neshama. The same limud tera does for the neshama. Ba'o adzeh pesukim rabim. Many pesukim work along these lines. Kegoin, the pesuk in Mishlei Tes, lechu lachmul belachmi ushesu b'yen masachti. We're talking about tera, but in the terminology of bread and wine. Hoi kol tzame lechul amayim, says Yeshayahu in Birkenon. Hey, those of you who are thirsty, go to the water. V'ashe'en lo'i kesef lechu shivu v'achilu, speaking about tera. Al derech ze kosav ha-kuzari b'inyan ha-tefila. The Kuzari wrote famously about this in the same vein regarding tefila. V'aseder hazeh me'ha-nefesh keseder ha-mazein me'ha-guf. Tefila is for the nefesh, like eating is for the guf. The more time passes from the last tefillah, he oleches v'kodes. The nefesh becomes darker, weaker, just like the body becomes weaker as time passes from the last meal that we had. This is in Kuzari Gimel. Gam ha-tefillah imezen ha-neshama k'mo ha-tera. Tefillah is also food for the soul, like tera. Gimel, avir l'nishima. Respiration is a sign of natural life. בגמורין בחויס דף וב, אומר רבי חלבוי, היצא מבייס הכנסס על יפסיע פסיעה גסה. When leaving shul, one should not walk quickly. אומר רבי, לא אמרן אלא למייפק. That's only true when you're leaving. אבל למייעל, מצווה למרחת. In order to come to shul, it's a mitzvah to run. שנאמר, נרדפה לא דעס אס השם. The pasuk says, we pursue, נרדפה. We rush to know. אומר רבי זעירא, מרייש. Initially, says Rabbi Zera, before I knew, when I saw Rabbanan running to a shiur on Shabbos, Amina kamechalin Rabbanan Shabbos, I said, they're bechalil Shabbos. Running like that on Shabbos, chilul Shabbos. כיוון דשמענו לה דרבי תנחום, but then I heard the teacher of רבי תנחום, אומר רבי יושב הלוי, הנה אמר רבי יושב הלוי, לעולם ירוץ אדם לדבר הלכה ואפילו בשבס. A person should run to hear דבר הלכה. Even on Shabbos, שנאמר, אחרי השם ילכו כאריה ישאג, based on that פסוק, ענה נמי רהיטנה. Also started running. In ברכויס דבוב. The Maharsha says, רצונו לומר, השמע שאגס אריה ומסירה. Walking in the savannah. If a person hears the roar of a lion and he's afraid, ודאי שהולך במרוצה. He's going to walk quickly. If he knows a certain distance ahead is, you know, the gate of the game reserve, is safety. One's afraid and one walks quickly. ושורי אפילו בשבס משום סכנה. It would be permitted even on Shabbos because it's סכנה if you hear the roar of a lion. כן, אחרי השם ידבר הלכה. So too, the same idea applies to attending דבר הלכה. דבר נפלא הוא, says the author, it's a wondrous thing. אף שאסור להפסיע בשבס פסיעה גסה. All things being equal, one should not walk quickly on Shabbos. בוודאי משום סכנה מותר, but certainly if there's a danger, it is permitted. וכך מותר גם כן לרוץ לדבר הלכה בשבס, שגם זה פיקוח נפש. One can also run to hear דבר הלכה on Shabbos, that's also פיקוח נפש. ומה אם לא ירוץ אלך לאט לדבר הלכה? What would happen if he doesn't run? If he walks at leisure to hear דבר הלכה. אין זה הסכים דבר הלכה הוא לאדם כאוויר לנשימה. The idea is that דבר הלכה is like air to breathe. ובחוסר חמצן אי אפשר ללכת לאט למקום וצריך. When a person is lacking oxygen, he doesn't walk or doesn't do things at a leisurely pace and get himself to a place where there's fresh air. מוכרחים לרוץ, especially this applies underwater. You rush, there's a panic, one wants to get to fresh air. לכן לא יספיק לרבי תנחום ולרבי יושב הלוי הפסוק הראשון נרדפה לדעסס השם. That פסוק wasn't enough. Let's pursue, let's run to the השם. והזדקק לפסוק אחרי השם ילכו כי הרי ישאג. They needed the other פסוק to make the point. The one that speaks about a lion roaring. לא ימר כי דבר הלכה הוא יישא פיקוח נפש כמו כרביאס אריה. To teach us that דבר הלכה is the same level of פיקוח נפש as being close to a lion. הן תורה יעביר לנשימה. תורה is like and one has to, one feels a compulsion to rush towards it. Adkan.